Welcome back, mother lovers, to a brand new episode of Last Call at McLaren's, the best damn How I Met Your Mother podcast on the internet. I am one of your hosts, Josh, here with my best bud, John. How you doing, man?
I am excellent.
Woot, woot. Yes, sir. I'm excited to get back into it. We were off for a couple of weeks there. A lot of, it's life. Life. Being life.
Such is life.
Yeah, but we're here, and we are here to talk about a great episode. Season 3, episode 16.
See, you Sandcastles think great, I sand. Say eh.
I love this episode. It brings so much into the show.
I'll say it is funny as fuck. I'm not going to say great.
Well, I think
this is a hilarious
one man's episode. Opinion, sir.
Yep, one man's opinion is another man's trash.
And as you folks can see, I am Skyping in live from McLaren's pub. Yes.
And as you can see, I'm still lazy fuck sitting in my living room.
True. Though you are on the opposite side today. We're doing something a little different, folks.
So we are.
Hope you can bear with us. We'll see how it all works out. But Sandcastles in the Sand originally aired April 21st of 2008.
Oh, wow.
Man. 15 years ago, almost to the day.
Yeah.
Directed none other than by Pamela Fryman, of course. Yes. And written by Courtney Kang, who served as a writer and executive producer on the show. Oh, okay. She is the resident Robin Sparkles writer. She wrote Slap Bet, this one, and Glitter. The only one that she didn't do was P.S. I Love You.
Which is maybe why Robin gets an entire makeover in that episode.
Yeah. And what I thought was interesting, she wrote the Blauman episode, which we talked about in the last episode.
We did talk about the Blauman episode.
I thought that was kind of an interesting little note.
Because I know, we sometimes talk out of context or, out of chronological order of things.
Yeah.
What is your favorite of all the Robin Sparkles songs?
Man, it's tough because I like all of them, but it's between. Oh, man, I don't know. Because I assume we're including the Robin Daggers song as well.
I mean, I would absolutely include that. I know it's definitely a different name, but I include that into my list.
Because that's more my kind of music, I feel like I kind of lean toward that one.
Fair.
But, I love the Beaver song, and I love Let's Go to the Mall. Sandcastles is probably on the bottom, to be honest. That's fair. I like the song, but of the four, I think it's on the bottom.
It is. Sandcastles is my fourth. First is definitely Let's Go to the Mall, followed by the Beaver song. I accidentally had that pulled up the other day and was listening to it, and my son overheard it. And kids are innocent, man, so when they hear things, and he's like, Dad, he's like, this is a good song. And I said, it's from How I Met Your Mother. I said, this is a song about Robin and her pet beaver. And he goes, she had a pet beaver? And I was like, yes, she had a pet beaver, and so did her friend Jessica. And he goes, oh, they had weird pets. And I said, they're from Canada. The nicest way to explain it without being like, it was supposed to be a child's show. And
yeah. Oh, man, that's hilarious and amazingly innocent all at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
That's and fantastic. Then in my head, because when I think of that episode, I think of for some reason in my mind, I know that that episode is focused on the whole Jessica Glitter and Robin. But in my head, I think of Little Canada and Little Minnesota.
Oh, the bars. Yeah.
So in my head, I can see Marshall up doing karaoke and being like, hey, we don't need the monitors. We all know the words.
Yes. Yeah, we all know the words here. So we went over what our favorite songs are. What's your favorite of the episodes, though, of the four episodes?
Honestly, P.S. I Love You is a great episode.
Yeah. It is.
Because, I mean, like, I love how, like, Barney overreacts to everything. There's the fight with him and Alex Trebek and, or not Alex Trebek, oh my God, I'm blanking on his name right now. It's the dad from Growing Pains.
Yeah, yeah, Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke. Yeah. And Alan Thicke kicks his ass.
Yeah.
But then, like, you get, like, the appearance from Jason Priestley, and you get, like,
Paul
Schaefer, Dave Coulier. I mean, you get so many great appearances.
The return of Simon. Yeah.
Like, and then you get the awesome voiceover moment from Bob Saget in that episode.
Yes.
Where Dave Coulier does the cut it out. And he's like, I always hated that joke. loved that joke.
I always loved that, yeah.
I think that is... As much as, like, that's my third favorite of the Robin songs, that's probably my favorite episode, followed by Slap Bet, followed by The Children's Run, followed by, like, the her and Jessica, followed by Sandcastles.
I would switch the first two, but then, yeah, I agree with the rest. Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Sandcastles is a good episode. Like I said, it's funny, but I don't like the whole, like, Robin has her heart broken, which leads to her and Barney, which leads to Ted feeling betrayed, while Barney's still on his, he goes on his self-righteous path afterwards of, like, helping Abby make Ted feel like shit after, like, everything. And it's just like,
So, in other words, you don't like what it leads to.
I mean, like I said, the song is good.
It's like how you don't particularly like season one because you know what's in it.
Yes.
And what it leads to.
Yes.
I feel like that's what it is. Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't know. It's just a lot of bullshit that comes from it. And I'm just kind of like, eh.
I mean, I get it.
I mean, even then, though, the song itself being a ballad, I'm a ballad guy, but this one just like... I mean, Barney sums it up perfectly with one line in this episode. If you repackage that video, you get a Tampax commercial.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's right. But, I mean, coming off of Let's Go to the Mall, I feel like that's the next natural step.
Oh, 100%.
No.
They couldn't have thrown another banger in there because it would have been like, well, why didn't we hear it sooner?
Yeah, so, and it has to be not quite as good because, like, her trajectory went kind of down after Let's Go to the Mall, so.
Yep, because then you do shitty kids shows.
Hey, man, I'd watch that show.
You guys have much music?
Yeah, you guys have much music? Anyway, so the summary for this one, Robin reunites with an old boyfriend, but not everyone sees him the same way she does. Barney tries to find out about a second music video by Robin Sparkles. Yeah.
We've ruined that one already, but...
Yeah, I mean, if you're watching this and you haven't seen the episode, I mean, that's all on you guys.
It is on you. I really like that we kind of explore and, like, go into other things with these shows anyway. Because, like, there is so much that happens in How I Met Your Mother. And, like, sometimes I just, like... If this is the episode we're talking about, I want to talk about the consequences and shit that follows. I don't just want to focus here. I want to talk about the ineptitude of How I Met Your Mother. And I want to turn it around and go, look at my peacock. I want to see your peacock, cock.
No, John, I watched this on Hulu, not Peacock.
I also watched it on Hulu.
I also watched the commentary on my DVD.
Peacock, your peacock.
Speaking of commentaries, by the way, I listen to the commentaries for most of the episodes as long as they're available.
Yeah, usually you do.
And I listened to it for the episode for the previous episode that we did, but the comment I love Jason Segel. But this commentary was trash.
Really?
It was him and a writer, not the writer of that episode, but just a writer. And Jason was already drunk by the time he got on to the commentary. And they literally talked nothing about the episode.
Wow.
Not a single thing was talked about the episode.
That's
why I never brought it up. Because usually I'm able to get like a tidbit or two out of the commentary to to put in. Not in this case, or not in that case, I should say.
That's ridiculous.
I did get some for this one though, so it'll be fun. All right, man, let's get into this episode. It starts off future Ted reiterating to his kids that their Aunt Robin was once a teenage Canadian pop star, but she's now a very different person.
Yes. I love how we get like a small like recap of the Let's Go to the Mall, because I noticed something today that the choreograph was amazing.
Oh yeah, man. The choreography is great in that video. I love that video. It's so fun to watch.
Is it safe to say that it might be that Robin Sparkles created the dab?
I mean, I don't know how long that dance move has been around, but...
Ooh, you know, I'm going to Google search that really quick.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Start talking about what you're going to talk about, and I will join, but I'm going to Google search when the dab started.
Okay. So we flash over, you know, to a few different scenes. We get Robin at a gun range popping off some rounds. We get her, you know, smoking a cigar.
Is this
one
of the first times we've seen her with a gun, or is this like second or third time?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's from an old episode.
It might be.
And so, yeah, it's very, very few times that we've ever actually seen, at this point, that we've ever actually seen her with a gun. We also see her smoking a cigar. And we see a news broadcast where she's asking the question, is your baby trying to kill you?
Maybe. 2014, the dab started.
The dab started in 2014. This episode came out in 2008.
So, Robin Sparkles started the dab.
Robin Sparkles, the dab queen over here.
Oh, shit. Robin is a trendsetter.
There it is, folks. You heard it here first. Robin Sparkles starting the dab trend. We then head over to the bar. Ted is starting to tell a story, but he gets very distracted by something, John. And what is that something?
Robin's breasts.
That's right.
I mean, I like how he's like, and obviously we're all thinking the same thing of what am I doing still talking? Because what's going on with Robin's breasts?
Yeah.
and I love how she describes like what she did. She's like, yeah, there's like some glue in there, some tape, half of a Nerf football.
And I listened to the commentary. That's not 100% false.
Really?
They did pump her up. They use what in the industry they call it a chicken cutlet. It's like a silicone thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they used one of those to plump them up essentially with some double-sided tape. So I mean, she did do essentially what she's saying. Just
I mean, it's
in a
weird
more
though because
professional sense.
Colby Smothers does. It's not like she's small-chested. She's got a decent bust on her.
Yeah.
Because they're
smaller, I think with the neckline of that thing, you need to push them inward so that you see them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like otherwise they would disappear in the neckline.
Listen, I'm gonna do something I don't do. Ladies of the show, if you are listening, leave us a comment and let us know what it's like to wear a shirt like that and how hard it is to keep the twins in bed.
Yeah, that's fair.
I, as a gentleman, am asking as a concerned citizen how hard it is to keep the twins civilized when you're wearing a shirt like that.
Yeah, because with a shirt like that, because that neckline went straight down.
Oh, yeah.
That means that she's not wearing a bra, because there's nothing, you're not seeing anything.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I mean... I feel like it, especially for bigger chested women, like I feel like it can't be easy.
I like how you're trying to tread on that one very lightly so you don't
I don't want to, I'm not getting canceled today. Nope. But Robin is very proud.
No, she's so proud.
Very proud. And she is all dressed up because, and looking hot because her first boyfriend, Simon, is coming into town.
They dated for the entire week and a half.
Yeah.
I was trying to phrase it the way she did. The entire summer of Canada.
Yeah.
Which is like the last week and a half of July, apparently.
Yeah. I love that. It's only like a week and a half. I thought you said you dated for the whole summer. Well, Canada summer is like the last week and a half of July.
Must have been about July. August.
Anyways, but Simon played none other than by James Vanderbeek.
I'm just going to put it this way. If you don't know who the fuck James Vanderbeek is, see yourself out. I mean, no, seriously, don't leave.
Yo, come back. Dawson. He was
on a TV show. Kids, James Vanderbeek is from a show called Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
Now, if you've never watched Dawson's Creek, I'm going to sum it up really quickly for you. Dude killed a guy in a creek. He strangled him, put his face in the water, and he was like, "You stay away from Joey." And you might think Joey was a guy, but Joey wasn't. Joey was a girl played by Katie Holmes.
It's true.
And the other guy was Joshua Jackson. He dies.
Cancer. I mean, does he really?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm making things up.
I mean, the first part, yes. I was like, well, maybe that character does. I don't know. I didn't watch.
There is only one person on that show who ends up getting sick and dying, but she doesn't actually die. Like, we don't see it, but that's Michelle Williams.
Oh, okay. Some of you kids might know him from a show called Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. That's a more recent show.
Yeah, but he played himself. Is that really like?
I mean, he's in it. I'm just saying.
He's also, kids, he's also in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yes, he is.
He teams up with that guy who fucked the pie.
It's true. Yo, it's the Dawson.
It's the Dawson.
The gang went on to razz Robin for a while, making God, jokes.
Did you ride? Did you let him ride your Zamboni?
Yeah, a ton of different jokes about losing her virginity or just about Canada in general. All very Canadian themed, and I thought this was funny because as I was listening to the commentary, they talked about so in between each joke, they fast forward through the night, right? To make it seem like they've been doing this for a while. Apparently, during that time, the actors were still actually telling jokes. And they were getting real raunchy in those spots.
That's great.
Yeah. Like, obviously, like, stuff they couldn't use because they knew they weren't going to be using.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really funny.
I mean, that is really funny because it kind of reminds me. And I know we're going, like, way off kilter today. Like, man, you can tell we haven't recorded in a while because now I'm, like, here and over. It reminds me of when Chris Jericho delivered his promo on the list of 1,004 holds. Mm-hmm. Found out that years later, like, I found out years later, that during commercial breaks, he would, like, shit on the town they were in. And, like, wherever that was that night, he was like, oh, your sports team sucks and this sucks. And then when they would come back from commercial, the crowd's booing him like they're hating his move list.
Yeah. Like,
that's smart.
That is. That's brilliant. I would love to see, like, the behind the scenes of that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, man. Wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
I would love to see the unfast-forwarded moments from this segment that we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be hilarious.
P.S. Your vagina's in the sink.
Your vagina's in the sink. We then see her helping Simon load his van with his band's gear. And this is where he breaks up with her, saying that...
Louise Marsh.
Louise frickin' Marsh.
I wonder if she's in a relation to Beverly Marsh.
Which I found... I mean, that'd be funny. Which I found out is the name of a friend of the writer, Courtney Kang's.
Okay.
It's one of her... It's a childhood friend of hers.
So
it's her friend's sister. That's what it was.
Okay.
Her friend's sister. And they wanted... Yeah, they're like, hey, do you think you could get her name into the show at some point? And here we go.
I mean, that's really cool. I mean, if only other things like that survived and went into TV that,
Yeah. But yeah, so he broke up with Robin for Louise Marsh. And why is that, John?
Because their parents just got a pool.
Yep. Folks just got a pool.
I mean, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
And what does teenage Robin do? Nothing.
Nothing.
She just takes it and she continues. She loads the drum set, John.
Yeah, because she forgot to load the drum set, so she loaded it.
Yep. And now her plan is to win the breakup.
Win the breakup. And about that time, fucking dude walks in.
And when he walked in, I was like, I remember the first time I saw this. I was like, oh my God, what did they do to James Van Der Beek?
Now, see, it's funny because the first time I saw, well, I can't say the first time. It wasn't until recently that I started thinking about it because I've clearly seen this episode at least 100 times by now.
That's fair.
I go, I've seen Josh wear that exact same outfit.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Maybe a different t-shirt. But there was a good 2 years where you walked around in dark cargos.
Dark cargos. And then, like, a button-up, not buttoned-up.
Yep.
With a t-shirt under it.
Yep.
All the time I did that.
All the time.
Oh, yeah. I definitely dressed.
That could have easily been Josh, minus the receding hairline.
I definitely dressed like Canadian trailer trash.
Which is, hold on, because in all fairness, we're laughing at that right now. But what a lot of people don't know, and I'm going to take the shot at myself for this one. Mid-2000s, Johnny Storm at Wrestling Alter Ego had an entire denim outfit. It was a denim cutoff vest with denim jeans. And I thought I was badass, but it was a rock version Canadian tuxedo.
You're not wrong.
So, I mean, you can go and rock the Canadian side you do. I'll rock a Canadian tuxedo. I love you, bro.
There it is, man. There it is.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They decide that they're gonna count up the points here. Okay. Obviously, she starts off with two points,
really good ones.
2 points right off the bat, or right off the front, so to
speak. Oh, right off the front. You're not wrong. And then she gets one because Simon looks like trash, and she's still good.
They specifically cite what the points are. Simon still lives with his mom.
Oh yeah, you're
right.
That's
a point. He never became a big rock star. That was a point. And he works at a water slide park that doesn't have a wave pool.
Yep.
And that's her 5 points right there.
5 points.
But I mean, there were so many other things that they could have. Like, yeah, his hairline. He looks fat. It's funny because they talked about this. They made a prosthetic stomach and prosthetic boobs for it. Like,
no.
Yeah, because you can tell when you look. Like, he's got man boobs underneath that t-shirt. And that. Van Der Beek apparently wanted it to look even worse.
No way.
Yeah.
I love Van Der Beek, man. He is so down to earth.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, that's really cool.
Like, I guess I was reading this article about him one time. It was after he did the apartment show.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody met him at Comic-Con, and they brought like a fake, it was like a fold-out window, and asked him if he would pose for the picture coming through the window like Dawson.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, that's so fucking crazy. Like, he's not the one who climbed through the window. Joey's the one who climbs through the window.
Oh, man. It's funny, though.
It is.
But yeah, I've heard he's a pretty cool guy. So
I want to meet him just so I can be like, yo, where's the pie fucker?
Yo,
I
want to
see if he remembers.
Are the foreskins still going? What's up?
Are the murder?
Yeah, you just go on. You're like, yo, Van Der Beek. And then you hit the button like on your phone. It just plays Murder Train. That would be kind of awesome. Yeah.
All aboard the murder train.
Yeah. So Simon walks in, like we said. We talked about, you know, he's losing his hair. He's fat. He's dressed real sloppy, all this stuff. But Robin still head over heels for this guy.
Oh, She totally reverts right back to, like, a young girl.
Yeah, she doesn't see it at all, man. She's completely blinded by it. I'm just like, oh, Robin. I'm like the gang in that moment. I'm like, oh, Robin, what are you doing?
That's fair.
Yeah. And then after the opening, the gang, they're back in the apartment, and they want to know. They're like, what was that all about, Robin?
They tried setting her up so she looked good. Mm-hmm. Kept talking about how like she's a local celebrity.
Yeah, and Simon just kept coming back.
I have to say, though, his clap back here at Ted when Ted's like, what do you do? And he's like, oh, I work at the water park. And he's like, okay. And he's like, listen, my job's important. And Ted's like, how so? And he's like, because if I'm not up there going, go. And Ted's like, he's like, you try. And Ted's, he's like, oh, kid just went, died.
Yeah.
Ted's another kid just went.
Okay, go. But, yep, kid just died. He didn't put your hand up. Yep. Kid just died.
I love it. He's like, now there's three kids at the bottom of the water slide, and Robin's got something to report on the news. I'm like, like, that's a fucking solid snapback right there. Dude,
he fucking burned Ted real good.
My buddy Ted killed three kids today.
It's like sick burn, man. Sick burn.
I mean, I will give it to him. Simon's not one of the guys like I like Robin with, but I love his appearances every time because he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's a funny dude. Dude pulls like a fucking tall boy out of his car.
Yeah, he does. It is Labatt Blue.
Yeah, it is.
You don't get more Canadian than Labatt's.
It's funny because Kobe was on the commentary. She's from Canada. And like she's like, yeah, Labatt, that's the beer right there.
We're going to have a Labatt's one day.
I was like, fucking A, man. Tall boy Labatt's. There it is.
I was thinking of a drink out of a can.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you have to pull it out of a cargo pocket, though. That's the only. That's the Canadian way, John.
That's the Canadian way.
It's funny because she says that he's from what they call the Deep North.
Yeah.
Which, from her description, is essentially the Deep South here. He's a Canadian redneck, is what she's trying to say.
Pretty much.
Which I thought was really funny.
I mean, I love the joke. Like I said, I find this episode extremely hilarious. This episode to me is one of the funniest episodes because like they just on Robin most of it. They get their shots in at Simon. There's the whole search for the second episode or the second video.
Yeah.
It just great.
Yeah. It's real good. we learn that Simon's band is called the Foreskins.
And I love how Ted's like or Barney's like, yeah, how did you get that name? And he's like, because there's four of us and we don't wear shirts.
Yeah, no, I think it was Ted.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah. It was Ted.
Because he's just not liking Ted, man.
I mean, that's a hard person to like sometimes.
And so I found out, commentary time, Courtney Kang's husband, the name the Foreskins, came from her husband who had a band in the fifth grade called the Foreskins.
How did they get the name? Or is it a true story?
I mean, that part, she didn't specify how they made their band. But that's where that name came from for the show.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, which I thought was really cool.
Do you remember the time we were going to start a band? Do you remember what we were going to call our band?
Fistful of Assholes.
It's FFA.
We like stealing things from people, from movies.
What was that from?
Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
That's what that's from. It's full of assholes.
It's full of assholes. It's a great fucking name, though, man. I love it.
Dude, we should get back into wrestling and just get a group of guys together. That's our that's our stable name.
We're the FFA.
We're the FFA. Fistful of assholes.
Fistful of assholes. But that's not all. Okay, so we learned about the name, the Foreskins. That's not all we learned in this scene here. We learned that there's a second Robin Sparkles music video.
Yeah, because Ted asked him how they met, and he's like, well, I'm in her video. Yeah. And this is where Barney's like, sir, I have seen Let's Go to the Mall at least 100 times. And you...
Does he say 100? For some reason, I thought he said 1,000. Maybe it was only
100. I mean, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Either way.
But he's like, you, sir... are not in it. He's like, no, I'm not in Let's Go to the Mall. I'm in the other one. Yeah. And Barney's like, what? There's another one? And I love his reaction because, like, he's just like, ow.
Yeah,
like,
he gets up and he just takes off.
I think it's the third one that always makes me laugh, because he gets up and he's like, bolts!
Yeah. It just progressively gets more like slightly slower at the beginning, but then more impactful as he goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's determined to find that tape, man.
I mean, it doesn't shock me.
No. I mean, there was some gold in that first one, so.
You ain't wrong.
I mean.
And you know what the sad part is we only get, like, three big Robin Sparkles episodes plus the Daggers episode.
Yeah.
But, I mean, her stuff is definitely scattered throughout a couple of other ones, because there's the Robin at work and she brings the jacket in.
Yeah. Robin, she doesn't understand why she acts this way around Simon. But well, Ted has an answer.
And so does Marshall.
And Marshall has a name for it. What is that name?
I love how Ted's like, you know, well, sometimes when people are around people, they revert back to their past selves. And Marshall's like, there's a name for that.
Ted's like, there's not really a name for it. And Marshall's like, it's called Revertigo.
Revertigo. I love the name.
It's a great name. And it's funny because there is a name for it. We learn later on.
Yeah. Michelle teaches us.
Yeah, there's a real name for it. But Ted's just like, there's not really a name for it. Ted, go do some research.
Yeah, Ted.
Yeah. Like,
I have to say, though, I love, because this is where we get introduced to Bunchy, too.
Yeah,
this episode.
Yeah, like I said, there's a lot of stuff that they bring in to this show from this episode.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Bunchy! Smash me!
But apparently Lily, we find out, gets Revertigo real bad when she's around her high school friend, Michelle.
Michelle, which I think is a funny fucking name for her high school friend.
Mm-hmm, it is. It is.
Because when Lily was in high school, she was in band. Kids. Michelle played the flute.
She did.
And there's one time at band camp. I can't.
But this piques Barney's interest, this whole Michelle thing. And he has no idea, because he has no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah. Well, and I love how Marshall's like, oh, that's right, you have no idea. And it's like, Lily.
Which is interesting, because they've been friends for like 7 years at this point.
Yeah.
And they've apparently either just have never mentioned her, she has not been around in 7 years, or just she's been around and Barney hasn't been around. I don't know.
I was going to say, I'm assuming she's been around and Barney hasn't been around, because I wouldn't want to introduce Barney to my female friends either. No offense.
I mean, it's like Ted's sister.
Yep.
You know?
Ted has a little sister. Gets hotter every day. And when I will meet her with her boobies, I will play. Oh,
hey, sister. Hey. Sister.
Oh, man. I can celebrate Hanukkah, too.
Yes. So Marshall then prompts Lily to call Michelle.
Yeah. I like how he's like, you know, we have seen them all, your friend Michelle. Oh, yeah, I'll give her a call.
Yeah.
Give her a call, she shall.
Yeah, and that's going to set up some real fun stuff later on in the episode.
I think, so I will bring this up when we get there, but there is a moment where I'm like, I have to try this drink.
Oh, I'm curious which one, because there are two that are mentioned in this. One I would 100% try. The other one, I mean, I might try it, but I don't know if I would like it. But yeah, we'll get there. It's actually one of them's coming up. So Robin, she pretty much just gives up, you know. And we learn that she ends up getting a what she calls a second chance, but it doesn't really work out for her. As a second chance.
No.
Because Simon shows up to her place and he says breaking up was this huge mistake.
Huge mistake.
And then he asks her out and she says yes. It's like, Robin, what are you doing?
Of course she does.
You had an out, man. What are you doing? You had the perfect, you could have just gotten him right there.
As something we will learn in the future, listen here, you stupid slut.
Yep. So true. The gang does not think that this guy deserves a second chance. They do not see the appeal of Simon in any way, which rightfully so. He's a dirtbag, really.
He really is.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about Robin.
No. And Robin asks the question, you know, are you the same person that you were when you were in high school? And this is when Michelle walks in.
Yeah.
And Lily completely reverts.
Girl, oh, hell no.
Gotta get my, like, vodka Gatorade.
Yep. Vodka Gatorade.
And I'm I would drink that.
See, 100. This is the one you want to try. I want to try the other one.
Yeah, I would drink
grape soda and
champagne and grape soda.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just because, like, I don't like champagne, so I don't know. I would try it. I don't
like champagne either, but the grape soda might actually, like, offset it a little.
That's the only reason why I'm like, I might try it, just because it's mixed with the grape soda.
I love the way Michelle's, like, wondering if a girl can get her Gatorade vodka on.
Yeah.
How's she living? The only way she know how. Lodge.
She's so funny. Apparently, she's friends with Josh Radnor, like that actress.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's like how she got onto the show for this. But she's really funny.
I mean, she is.
During this,
I don't know if she's seen her.
Yeah, I don't know if she's done anything else. I didn't actually look to see, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised because, like, it's like we both said, she's really funny in this. And Barney is super into it, by the way.
Oh, he's super into it. I got you.
You did. then head over to where Simon is practicing with his band, the Foreskins.
The Foreskins.
Robin is there, you know, and he gives her his demo to play and everything. I found out the guys in Simon's band.
Yeah.
Are the same guys, at least actor-wise, from Robin Sparkle's band in the Let's Go to the Mall video.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah. They're like, they're guys that work on the show. One of them's one of the writers. I think it's Matt Coon, I think, was one of them. The actual Carl McLaren, who's like an EP on the show. And then there was another person as well who works on the show. But yeah, they are the band.
That is epic.
I thought that was pretty cool. And then we flash over to Robin at work after he gives her the demo. And she plays this little video package of some puppies that need to be adopted.
Yeah, and I love how, because he wants her to play the demo on TV. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, it's not just a show, it's the news.
Yeah,
and he's like, yeah, but you can play a couple of the songs and then be like, hey, this is the news. Blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't really work out that way, does it, Josh?
No, it doesn't. She plays Murder Train.
During the puppy adoption.
Yup.
Murder! All aboard the murder train!
But the thing is,
John... And
then
they flash back to McLaren's.
It does work.
Oh, does it? Because I love how she's like, a lot of puppies got adopted. But, of course, a lot of people thought that they were going to get put down.
Yeah, they thought we were going to kill them.
I wonder why you thought they were going to kill him. Like,
oh, man. It's so funny because they even mentioned this in the commentary. But I was thinking it long before I listened to the commentary. Murder Train is a far, far more memorable song than Sandcastles. And, like, Sandcastles is what the whole episode is about.
Yep.
But Murder Train is, like, that's the song, man.
That's the song.
And it's literally just, like, that line pretty much repeated over and over. Like, that's it. It's all you ever hear. There's no more to that song.
Not really.
No, there's not. But I would listen to that up for days.
I mean, yeah.
It's so good.
I think the only reason Sandcastles isn't as memorable is because, like I said, it's not anything like Let's Go to the Mall. It's got that din, din, din. But then, like, this one is just so, like, mellow and, like,
yeah. Like I said, it's I like the song. It's just, yeah, it's not a catchy tune, really.
True. You know? That's like Murder Train.
Yeah, no, Murder Train.
Murder! Hey, you.
So much so.
Do I go on the murder train?
It's so good. It's so catchy and good that they bring that back multiple times on this show.
Yeah, like the Marshall and his brother's Fight Club.
Mm-hmm.
They play that in the background.
Yeah, it just pops up out of nowhere in random places. And that's what I love about it. It just comes out of nowhere. Sandcastles
never comes back, though.
Incorrect. It does come back.
Does it?
It does come back. It is their Walk Down the Aisle song.
I forgot that.
Yeah. I think that's the only time that it comes back. But, yeah, it does come back. Again, I don't think it comes back any other times. It is then revealed that Ted also experiences some Revergo. You mentioned this a little bit earlier around his friend Adam Punchiarello.
Look, this is probably my favorite Revergo in the episode because I love the way he's like, oh, Adam must be here. And he opens the door and he's like, smash me! He's like, Punchy! And he's like, no, seriously though, sorry about your dad.
Yeah. Which is interesting because it makes you think that Punchy's dad is dead.
Well, that's what I thought.
But he's not, because we see him in the Best Man episode.
Oh, yeah, so I wonder what happened to his dad then.
Yeah, so, like, I'm wondering if, like, that's how they wrote the joke. You know, they didn't think ahead very, you know, that far for it. They're like, it's just a funny throwaway. Okay. And then they're like, well, let's have his dad come in. They probably didn't think about it. So now, for my own headcanon, he just got, like, really sick or something happened to him like that, but he lived. That's what I'm going to go with.
Okay.
My own
head. Maybe it was a bad car accident.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe he broke a leg. Yeah, who knows, you know? Maybe he suddenly became impotent. I don't know.
Okay.
Or maybe, because it's just like, oh, sorry to hear about your dad. Yeah, it was a shock to us too. Maybe he lost his job that he had been at for 30 years.
Maybe he was cheating.
Maybe he's what?
Cheating.
Oh, cheating. Hey, you know what? Maybe. Or maybe she was cheating, like the mom.
Ooh, maybe.
Because then he would be sorry about the dad.
Sorry.
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 And we see Ted's Revertigo again, which I think is funny, in the Glitter episode. So it's another Robin Sparkles episode, yeah. Which I thought was interesting, because Punchy shows up in that episode.
Oh, yeah, because that's the episode where he calls him. He's like, hey, if you're ever in New York.
Uh-huh.
And he comes to New York because he thinks he needs him.
Yeah.
Shit. I got to say, though, I like Punchy.
Yeah.
Like, I know he's a little
I just
bit
think it's
like,
funny that Punchy and Robin Sparkles intertwine in a couple of episodes.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of neat.
Adam Punchiarello.
Adam Punchiarello. Ted then almost spills the beans to Lily about her revertigo there.
He does.
Lily
covers really quick. There.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Real quick. And then the gang goes on and tells Robin that they're worried about her. And Lily forbids her from seeing Simon.
Listen, I love this segment right here. Is there any version of this conversation that doesn't go down with you son like my parents? And like Lily tries to barter with her, and then Marshall's like, now, we've been in love before too. Yeah, like a billion years ago. And Lily's like, have you been drinking? Yeah, we all have. You bought the last round.
The funniest thing, because I watched this episode multiple times to prep for this. So Lily and Marshall are obviously acting as the parents in this scene.
Yeah.
And Robin is like their teenage daughter.
Yeah.
But Ted is also acting like their like son, like the younger brother who just wants to stay the fuck out of it, who makes little faces at everything she says and then gets yelled at the end.
Oh, yeah. And I fucking love that because he's like, you know, so today at work, and Marshall's like, not now, Ted.
Yep. Oh, my God. It's such a funny scene. I love that so much.
8 or higher, Ted.
Yes, 8 or higher.
If you again, if you don't get that joke because you've never watched the show, why are you watching that?
Maybe just for our sparkling personality.
I mean, one of us has a sparkling personality. I'll let the people decide which one that is.
That's fair. Ding. I don't know if you're pointing the right way anymore, man. It's all messed up.
I'm pointing towards you.
Well, towards me as in that's what you see. I don't know.
I'll go Scarecrow.
Whichever one it is. we then flash to after Simon's show, and Robin.
Robin's loading the van again.
Yeah, once again, loading
the van. While he's sitting in the back enjoying a cold beer.
Yep.
Again.
Again. And he breaks up with her again.
For Louise Marsh. Again.
Again.
But and not why? Because they got a pool this time.
Nope.
No. This time it's because they got a jacuzzi.
They got a jacuzzi. Apparently that is how they say it up there.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that, but it just made they got a jacuzzi.
They got a jacuzzi. The folks got a jacuzzi. Oh, man.
she can't catch a break.
Oh, man, she just can't. So then we go back to the bar. Robin is telling the gang, you know, everything that happened. Lily is there with Michelle also. Yeah. And, you know, Vertigo in full effect, man.
Such a full effect.
This is where Lily gets up. She's like, I will get my champagne and grape soda on. And she walks away. And then Michelle, just completely different person.
Yeah, completely different person immediately.
Yeah.
Because Ted's like, how's
Columbia?
Is it Harvard?
No, Columbia.
Columbia. And she's like, oh, it's great. You know, I'm doing really good.
Yep. She's studying behavioral psychology.
Which makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And then she is the one who's like, and I know, you know, Lily, every time I'm around Lily, she brings out this side of me. And she's like, there's actually a name for that. And yeah. I love Marshall. He's like, vertigo? She's like, no, it's a associative regression. And you can just see the look on Marshall's face. Like, he's like, no, it's like, it's vertigo.
I mean, I'm going to continue to call it vertigo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I thought that was, I love that scene. Just she goes from that style into just like, like, professional Michelle.
And then back into that style because Lily plays her jam.
Yes, she does.
And then Lily dances like the whitest white girl I know, trying to, you know.
Yeah, but we already know that she is not a good dancer. We already knew that.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, everyone eventually kind of filters out, goes home, leaving Robin as the only person left there. And then Barney shows up, and she tells him everything that happened. She starts crying, and he consoles her.
The thing that makes me laugh is I love how she's like, Simon broke up with me in the back of his van, and he goes, I know, you already told us this.
He's like, yeah, that was like 12 years ago. No, tonight. And then he's like, oh, like he starts laughing at her.
She's crying at this point. Like she starts crying, mm-hmm. And he's like, oh. Yeah. And then like he tells her he couldn't find the video. And she's like, you know what? And she whispers something in his ear.
Which I thought was a great callback to when he whispered, you know, he could remember it was a few episodes back where she asked him, how do you get these ladies to come home with you?
Yeah.
And he whispered something in her ear. I thought it was a great little callback to that.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
So he goes back to Robin's house with her and she has a surprise for him.
Mm-hmm.
She has the sand cat, and I love how they tease.
But they make they make it seem like they're about to have sex.
Yeah, because he's like, "Do I just put it in?
Do I just put it in? Yeah, sure."
And then he picks up a VHS, which I think it's funny that she's got it on VHS.
Yeah,
and he runs over and he puts it in. It's the Sandcastles video, and they play it over and over and over again. Barney makes this cute little comment about how if you remaster it, it's a Tampax commercial.
There's a lot going on in this video, man.
Alan Thicke and the robot.
Tiffany is in this video. Yeah, there's a lot going on in this video.
Like, I want to know how the showrunners, Carter and Craig, got Tiffany. That couldn't have been easy.
Yeah, apparently they just reached out to her because they talked about he was, I think, Carter was I think it was Carter who was on the commentary. But like they pretty much based Robin Sparkles on her.
Really?
Yeah, because I guess she was like famous for doing mall tours. So like
that makes sense because I know she was huge for that I think We're Alone Now.
Yeah.
It's Tiffany's big hit. And yeah, she performed that in a lot of like weird places.
Yeah, so like
I think We're Alone Now.
Apparently they just reached out to her and she was like, "Yeah, I'll do it."
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I was like, "Okay, that's pretty cool." I'm interested how, like, what about Alan Thicke? Like, I don't even think, does he even have lines in this thing?
In this episode, no.
Yeah, he's just there.
Yep.
So if you're not paying attention, you don't even see it. You don't even know it's him until Barney mentions it.
Yeah.
Because it's like.
Yeah, because I remember the first time I watched it, I was like, is that really the dad from Growing Pains?
Yeah.
And then he's like, is that Alan Thicke? And I'm like, oh my God, it is the dad from Growing Pains.
So there was something funny in this song that I learned about in the commentary. Okay. So you know how at one point Robin Sparkles is like, I'm on the pill now.
Yeah.
Okay. That was an improv line by Kobe.
No.
It was not in the script or anything. That's just, she just threw that in there and they kept it.
Ah.
Yeah.
I'm on the pill now.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, man. That's why I love it. And so, yeah, they watch it.
Castles in the sand.
So they watch it over and over again. And then they wind up making out on the couch.
They make out on the couch.
And as we find out in the next episode, man.
They bang.
They did, yeah, they say they did more.
Now, because I haven't watched the next episode yet, and, you know, the show kind of gets out of congression in my mind.
Yeah.
Is the next one that starts with her being like, when I put my feet on the floor, we go back to things. And Barney's like, hey, Robin, last night I banged the reporter for Metro News 1.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's my favorite way that he, like, says that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how that one opens up. So, yeah. The next episode is titled The Goat. That's right. That's the next episode.
The Goat.
The Goat is the
Which next is episode. Funny because it's not actually about the goat.
No.
This is the one where he thinks it's about the goat. Yes. And then he's like, oh, wait. This happens the next year.
Like, yeah. Yep. But so yeah, folks, that is this episode, season 3, episode 16, Sandcastles in the Sand.
16.
That's right.
Because Robin Sparkle says, let's go to the mall.
Yo, that's a shirt right there. Sparkles 316 says, let's go to the mall. Boom. Print it.
Print it.
Print it. I'm tweeting that out, man.
Yes!
I'm tweeting that out. But, yeah, so, John, what are your overall thoughts on this?
Now like that we've I said, talked man, about it. I love the comedy aspect of this episode. I love that this episode is just a funny 22 minutes. Like, from start to finish, I'm chuckling the whole time. Because, like, the Revertigos, I love Punchy, I love Michelle. You got to get the champagne and grape soda on.
Champagne and grape soda.
Can't go wrong with Barney trying to find sandcastles. Fucking Simon and his... Go.
Go.
Go. Go. Now you got three kids dead and Rob has got something to report on the news.
Yep.
I mean...
Yep.
I mean, it's the van... It's the Dawson.
It is the Dawson, man. Yeah. So there's a lot of fun stuff in this episode. I really enjoy this one quite a bit. Yeah. Not much else to say. I think we covered a lot of it. We really went into depth into this one, which I enjoyed.
Yeah, we beat this one with a stick.
Boom. But yeah, so now that we've talked about the episode, guys, I think you know what time it is.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Time for Barney's blog.
Suit up, bitches!
That's right. And this one is real short. So, you know, we'll be in, we'll be out. Just like Barney was.
Just like
on that
Barney!
This blog entry is titled Beach Videos and simply says, when you see a link to a beach video on this blog, you're not wrong to expect a little hidden camera work from a topless beach and some hushed commentary from your Uncle Barney, as exemplified in my forthcoming documentary series, Planet Boob. But this beach video is priceless. And it's just a link to the Sandcastles in the Sand video.
That's fucking awesome.
That's all it is, folks. And so I am going to link that the YouTube video to Sandcastles into the description of this. So you guys can just enjoy it anytime you please.
And yeah. honestly, at one of the links, either tweet us, go to Instagram, leave us a comment on any of the places you can leave comments. Let us know what your favorite Robin Sparkles or Daggers song is.
Yes, absolutely. We'd love to hear that. Give us your ranking if you'd like.
Let us know your 1 to 4 ranking of her songs.
Yeah. Let's hear it, folks. Let's hear it. Maybe you're the person who has Sandcastles at the top. And you know what?
I'm sure there's somebody who ranks that as number one.
I'm sure there is.
There's got to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I would love to know how Colby rates the songs.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd like to hear that too. Like, what are your thoughts on it? On it, Colby? What was the most fun one to perform? That's what I'd ask her.
I guarantee you, Let's Go to the Mall has to be the most fun one to perform.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably
or right. The Beaver song.
Yeah, the Beaver song was great.
Two beavers are better than one. They're twice the fun. Ask anyone.
But so I think that about wraps up this episode of How I Met Your Mother, Last Call at McLaren's. John, if you don't have anything left for them, why don't you tell them where they can find you?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, for the thousands in attendance and for the millions listening at home, please hon up off your asses. Go on over to Twitter. Look me up at Simply Saying J1. I have a podcast. I have a blog and I have a mouth and I love to use them all.
It's true. It's very true.
I mean, it's very true. I give a very good oral presentation.
Yeah, he loves the oral.
Please, just go check me out. You can also find me sidelining along some videos on the Merc with a Movie blog page. I like to pop up in random videos and give my opinions about trailers and fan reactions to shit. So that is me in a nutshell.
Help, help. I'm in a nutshell.
How did I get in this nutshell?
You guys can find me on Twitter at MovieBlogMerc. That is the Twitter page for my site, Merc with a Movie Blog. If you are watching this on YouTube, you are watching it on the Merc with a Movie Blog YouTube channel. So be sure to hit that like button, smash that subscribe button, and click that little bell wherever the fuck it is.
And remember, if you're watching from your mobile device, you can click that little bell to say, oh, look, you see Josh in the reflection on my phone. You can set the notifications to let you know when we drop new content.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And be sure to follow me on, all the other pages that I got out there. You know, I'm on Facebook, Instagram. You know, I'm out there. You can check me out there.
He's talking about missionary. He's talking about missionary. He's talking about the one where he's on top.
Yeah, all of it. All three of those at the same time. and then you can also be sure to follow us at Last Call, HIMYM. We've got an Instagram. We've got a Twitter. We've got a Patreon if you're interested in that. You know, all that good stuff. Be sure to, follow us on the,
follow us.
The podcast channels and everything like that. anchor.fm/ Last Call, HIMYM. Leave us a voice message there. Love to hear from you. And Apple Podcasts, you can leave us a written review if you want, 5 stars, and we'll read that out on air.
Oh, yeah.
Spotify, you can leave us just a star review, from what I understand. No written reviews yet. Get on top of that, Spotify. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, jump on over to Twitter if you have a Twitter, which I know a lot of you have Twitters. Mm-hmm. Tweet at us. Let us know that you're listening. Let us know that you care. I know we haven't played the game in a while. We'll get that rolling back up here again soon. Sure. Probably with the next season, because we want to change some stuff for the next season anyway and have some more fun.
It's true. It's true. Also, say hello to our guest here. That's Sophie back there if you're watching.
Sophie!
Yes, there she is.
It's a How I Met Your Mother / How I Met Your Father.
It is.
Baja.
Baja. But yeah, so I think that's all that I've got for him, man. What do you got for him?
Do you want to see my peacock? My peacock.
What?
Listen, I'm going to tell you this once. I'm going to tell you this a million times. You don't have to go home, but you can't listen here.
Catch you guys next time.